FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A woman has been killed and multiple people hurt following this morning's cash in transit heist on the N2. Emergency first responders say she was shot as robbers made their getaway. She was caught in the crossfire of a shooting between security officers and the gang in Silver Glen, Chatsworth. Devon Govindasamy, who's with PT Alarm, says they responded to the shootout and witnessed the gunman trying to hijack a motorist.
Where they were pedestrians walking on the way to work. When the suspects tried to hijack a Mercedes, they shot this female while she was walking. She was shot. And another female that was seated in a taxi, the bullet went through the window and hit her. She was rushed by another taxi to RK Cairns Hospital. One security officer obtained multiple wounds, but he's stable.
The robbers bombed a cash van near the NPC cement factory earlier. Daryl Engelbrecht, who was caught in the traffic gridlock on the N2, says he walked from his car to the crime scene.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything because it already happened. By the time, obviously the helicopter rocked up there, and I think it was the security special armed force rocked up. The guys had already left the scene. It was a blue Toyota Corolla, apparently, and a Polo, a silver one. And they'd already left the crime scene when everybody came.
Our police search is underway for five suspects linked to a mass shooting at a tavern in Sundumbili on the north coast. Four people, including two off-duty police constables, were killed at Bidla section last night. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says there was apparently an altercation between one officer and the group, but that was quickly resolved.
A little later on, the other police constable had another scuffle with the same five men just outside the tavern, which resulted in the constable being shot at. The bleeding constable reportedly ran back into the tavern, with the suspects following him as they continued shooting randomly at everyone inside the tavern.
Nechuenda says the second police officer died at a local health facility.
Four more people were also shot at and injured and were rushed to hospital. Police have closed off the tavern and confiscated alcohol after it was established that the tavern was operating illegally.
And China has hit back after the U.S. imposed 10% tariffs on goods from the country. Not long after the taxes began this morning, Beijing announced it was imposing a similar charge on coal and gas from America beginning on Monday. China's envoy to the UN, Fu Kong, says the two countries should be cooperating.
The world is entering a very turbulent period. So as two biggest countries, we don't need to fight each other. We need to work together to fight against the common enemies of the world, like terrorism.
Meanwhile, tariffs imposed on Mexico and Canada have been paused for 30 days after they agreed a deal with President Donald Trump to strengthen border security. A recap of our top story this hour. A woman has been killed and multiple people hurt following this morning's cash-in-transit heist on the N2. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.